Mr. Obama announced last month that he would stop the deportation of some illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, people such as Cecilia. She asked not to use her last name. Her family left Mexico for the U.S. when she was just 6 years old.
It wasn't our choice, and we've been growing up here, and for us, this is what we know. This is the life that we know. This is the place that we know.
Cecilia will be a senior at Westminster High School and is hoping to apply for the federal program when details are released later this year. And while she says she's pleased with the president's announcement, she's also pushing for more. She's advocating for a bill in Colorado that would create a new tuition category for illegal immigrant students who graduate from Colorado high schools. The students would pay a lower tuition rate than out-of-state tuition. Metropolitan State University of Denver has already adopted a similar policy. Cecilia says it's important to make college more affordable for students like her.
Once you start high school, I feel like you realize the situation that you're in, and it becomes really frustrating because a lot of the doors close on you and because you want an education, but it's just so hard to get it.
I'm very concerned about the safety of the youth that come forward. For many of them, they've lived in fear their whole lives.
That's Alan Kaplan with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. His group is holding forums across the state to educate families about the new federal policy. He says his biggest fear is that immigrants will sign up and become listed in federal records, only to see the program later reversed.
It's an executive order, you know, like it's not a law. The next occupant of the Oval Office could yank it. Leaving all of these youth in limbo. I mean, there's just a number of factors. Obviously, we would have preferred the DREAM Act, and we're still going to continue fighting for DREAM Act because that is a piece of legislation that becomes law and provides protection.
Republican Mitt Romney hasn't said whether he'd repeal the executive order if he's elected, but many in the GOP think he should. Keith King is a Republican state senator and serves on the Senate Education Committee. He says he's sympathetic to the plight of undocumented students, but thinks Mr. Obama went too far in his deferred deportment program.
Because he's bypassed the legislative process. So if Congress wants to change the law, that's the way we're supposed to do it in this country. We're supposed to have legislative action to change laws, and we're not supposed to be doing it by executive order.
King also voted against a lower tuition category in Colorado for illegal immigrant students. He says any solution must be national. He criticized Metro State University of Denver for creating the policy on its own.
I think that the reality of it is Metro State does not have that authority. I think in both cases, both at the federal level and at the state level, the legislature should be the ones that are making law, and it should not be done by the executive branches.
The federal government has not released details on applying for the Deferred Action Program, but the Immigrant Rights Coalition is trying to make sure young people are prepared. It's estimated that about 1,000 youth living in Colorado could take advantage of the new policy. Immigrant advocates say they hope it builds momentum to help the state legislature pass the tuition bill. It's expected to be introduced again next session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.